Check our starting lineup. First up for the Lady Liberty Eagles. Now they will start with number. I thought I had them wrong here. Start with number four, Kenna Woolsey, a junior. Number 11, Abby Woolsey. Number 14, that is Reagan Wells. Number 22, Sydney Lefevers. And number 35, Lila Cornman. And for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it'll be a lineup of, same lineup we've seen most of the year. Maddie Curley, the senior, the sharpshooter. Avery Pierce, the senior, along with senior Katie Wade. Sophomore, Maddie Donahue. And a freshman, Kylie Price, getting the start tonight for Coach Cecil Meyer and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We're just about ready to get this one started. And I think it'll be a good ball game tonight. Again, two teams that are really starting to kind of come together after what I'm sure, and if you talk to the players and the coaches, are disappointing starts. But, you know, the COVID has certainly played a role in the Lady Bobcats and injuries. But those players are back, and the injured players are starting to make their way back. And same way for the Liberty Lady Eagles. I want to say thanks to some of our boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, the Shipwreck Event Center, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, along with the Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, and the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Just some of your Lady Bobcat boosters tonight. And both teams here are going to gather at midcourt. And it's kind of tradition for the Liberty Lady Eagles. They will have a little pregame prayer. They do that on their own. And we are getting ready. Got two officials on the scene. We're getting ready to go here tonight for the first game of the 47th Annual Thayer Winter Classic, sponsored by Ward Family Dentistry. And again, games here on, tonight, one game here tonight, two games on Tuesday starting at 6, and one game on Thursday. Let's step away. We'll come back with our tip-off in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
All right, here we go. Both teams are on the floor. Thayer Lady Bobcats wearing the home whites trimmed in the green. Liberty playing in the dark blue trimmed in the black and red. And Thayer coming out here playing a little zone defense as Liberty wins the toss. Liberty working on the outside. Woolsey with it. That is Abby Woolsey. Swings it down to the right corner. Now, long cross-court pass is taken in there by Kenna Woolsey. She gets it into the middle. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Maddie Donahue for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They come on the run. Katie Wade gets up to Avery Pierce. Pierce now back to Wade. Down to the right corner. Liberty back playing some zone. Ball goes to Price on the left side wing. Back out to Curley and around to Avery and Wade. Thayer swinging it around the perimeter against this defense of the Liberty Lady Eagles. I expect us to see a pretty low-scoring game here today. Both these teams kind of pride themselves on playing good defense. And Liberty shifting well in that zone defense right now. Curley with it on the left side. Gives to Price in the corner. Back out to Curley. Now Pierce. Back to Katie Wade. Steps into a three. That one bounces off the back iron. No good. Price down with the rebound for Thayer to Maddie Curley, who goes to the bucket for the lay-in. Curley with the first 2 points tonight. Thayer opens a little bit of zone full court pressure. Liberty with it. Woolsey in the backcourt. Gets it up to Wells, Reagan Wells. She feeds it down to the left corner. Ball is mishandled down there. Now a long cross-court pass taken by Liberty. Off in the corner as well. Wells feeds it out top for Abby Woolsey. She'll bring it to the left side of the floor. Most coaches on their feet, directing traffic out there on the floor. Liberty again, a long cross-court pass taken by Abby Woolsey. Back out to the other Woolsey, Abby and Kenna. And now we get a whistle and a foul as Liberty punches the ball into the middle. And a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats, number 12. That is Katie Wade, called for her first of the night. And it's going to be on the shot and going to shoot two. First one is up and no good. That is Kenna Woolsey, number 11. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, Abby Woolsey, and I'll get them figured out here in a moment. Abby Woolsey at the line, number 11. Second free throw is on the way, and it is no good. She missed them both. And the rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Maddie Curley got it. Curley races up the floor. Defense gets back. She'll leave it to Avery Pierce. Avery back over to Curley. Curley has scored the only 2 points of the ballgame off an offensive rebound. Got to Katie Wade. She'll fire a three out of the corner. That one's no good. And rebounded by the Liberty Lady Eagles. They push it up the floor. With number four, Kenna Woolsey. She'll back it out. Give it down to Abby Woolsey. Driving the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's good. Abby Woolsey, number 11. Her first point to the night. We're tied at two here at the Thayer High School. Thayer Lady Bobcats working on the perimeter again on the offensive end. Liberty back playing the zone. Thayer gets it in the middle of the Donahue. Back outside. Now skip pass going over to the left side. And we get a 3 second call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. But Thayer working on the perimeter. Somebody got caught in the lane. Thayer again, a little 2-2-1 zone press here against the Liberty Lady Eagles. Wells will inbound it, number 14. Got it in to Woolsey, to the other Woolsey, and now up the floor to Lefevre. Lefevre gives up to Wells. Wells taking it down to the baseline. Trying to drive is going to get a call for a, well, we got a foul call on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Price and on Donahue. Called it on Maddie Donahue. Well, the Thayer Lady Bobcats call for the push. Second team foul on Thayer. Liberty working in the inbound. Got it in the corner. Now inside, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. I think that's going to be on Katie Wade. It is. That's number two here in the first 2.5 minutes on Katie Wade. Liberty inbounds the ball. They get it in the middle now. Looking to get rid of it. And Coach Meyer wanted a 3 second call. Didn't get one, and now Liberty throws it away. Well, the foul on Katie Wade, her second. Coach Meyer is going to leave her out there for the time being. Most coaches don't like you to have a number of fouls greater than the quarter you're playing in. That's where Katie Wade is at right now. Here's Curley going in the lane for Thayer. Going to get fouled on the drive. It'll be before the shot on the floor. Number 35 going to be called for the foul. Lila Kornman for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And we get a substitution. Number 32, Chloe Kelts will check in. And it looks like Kornman checks out for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Thayer didn't bound the basketball down under the bucket. Got into Katie Wade. She fires another three. That one's good. Well, Katie Wade hits a three brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer again, the full court pressure. Liberty trying to work against it and going to bring it up the floor. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. And that's number three on Katie Wade here in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter. Katie Wade going to be called for the foul, her third of the night. She got a hand on her going up the sideline, and we get Natalie Price checking into the ballgame for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, number 32. So Natalie and Kylie Price both on the floor. Both on the floor. Liberty brings the ball up across the timeline against the Lady Bobcat pressure. They get it over to Wells. Wells going all the way to the basket. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We're going to get a held ball call, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 4:38 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up on the Liberty Lady Eagles 5-2. Liberty not putting any full court pressure on. Well, they've had some teams in the past couple of years who would pressure you all over the floor. Here's Price for three out of the corner. No good. Rebound is off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Well, Thayer firing away from the three-point line here so far in the first quarter. They lead it 5-2. Liberty inbounds again against the full court pressure. Wells has got it in the backcourt. Fades it over to Lefevre. Lefevre's two bounces, now pulls it up. And finally, Liberty breaks the press. Got it all the way down the floor, and the layup is good by number 32, that is Chloe Kelch. That pulls Liberty back to within one at 5-4. 4 minutes to go exactly here in the first quarter. They're working on the perimeter. Got it to Maddie Curley out there on the wing. Down the corner now to Avery Pierce. Fakes from the baseline. Going to be called for a foul on the head and shoulder fake. Substitution for Thayer. Marissa Weber will check into the ball game. Maddie Donahue will come out. So Thayer still playing a full court 2-2-1. And almost got a steal, but the loose ball picked up by Liberty. He'll go all the way down the floor. Shot is up and no good for Reagan Wells. Or is that, no, that is number 11, Woolsey, Abby Woolsey. Going to the hard hole. She's going to be fouled by number 20. That is Marissa Weber, who just checked in. Already five team fouls on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Free throw on the way for Abby Wells is good. Or Woolsey, I'm sorry. Woolsey, now with her third point. And substitution, number 23 checks into the ball game, Bree Daniels for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Coach Eli Ernest over there. Second free throw is up and good. So Abby Woolsey with 4 points. She leads all scorers in the game. And Liberty's taking the lead for the first time. It is 6-5. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Avery Pierce out on top. Swings it on the left side wing for Maddie Curley. Maddie on the dribble drive. Pulls up the shot off the backboard. No good, but she's fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. That one's on number 14. Reagan Wells will be her first to the light for Liberty. And Maddie Curley trying to add to her two-point total here in the first quarter from the free throw line. Second team foul on the Liberty Lady Eagles. First free throw by Curley is up and no good. And here's Kaylee Garrison checking into the lineup for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Avery Pierce will check out. So Garrison, Kaylee Garrison into the ball game first time tonight. Second free throw is good for Maddie Curley. She got 3 points and we're tied at six here with 3:32 to go in the first quarter. Liberty working on the perimeter. That is Woolsey. Out to the other Woolsey. Abby Woolsey with it now. Back over to Kenna Woolsey on the right side of the floor. Way out by the big T in the middle. Back out to Abby Woolsey. She'll take it to the top of the key on the dribble drive. They're playing a good zone defense here. Liberty working to the top. Back over to Woolsey. Woolsey dumping it inside. The pass is stolen by Price. Kylie Price for Thayer. Feeds it up the floor to Maddie Curley. She can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Liberty Lady Eagles. A pass a little bit too far in front of Maddie. She couldn't catch up to it. And here come the Liberty Lady Eagles with, again, chance to break the tie. Under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Liberty and Thayer tied at six here at the Thayer Winter Classic. Liberty working at left side. Woolsey with a long shot. No good. Rebound, Maddie Curley. Come the Lady Bobcats on the run. Curley feeds up the floor to Price. Price into the lane. Back outside, Curley. Curley attacks the basket around the defense. Up off the window and in. Maddie Curley with a nice move to the bucket. She's got five. And Thayer back on top by two. And the Lady Bobcats pull off the full court press here. Abby Woolsey will bring the ball into the front court. Work it to the top of the key. Now through the circle. Dumping it inside. Got it to Wells. She shoots and scores. Not much you can do about that. Reagan Wells, if she catches it in there, she's going to score. And we're tied at 8, 2:14 to go in the first quarter. Thayer worked it to the left side for Maddie Curley. They're really pulling that defense out on the floor. Here's a give to Price. Price back out to Curley for three. That one's off the rim. No good. And rebound taken by Liberty. Liberty running around the floor a little bit. Wells brings the ball up the floor on the dribble. Got it over to Woolsey. Woolsey cross court. And now going to the baseline. Got it down there to Kenna Woolsey. She's going to be tied up. And the possession belongs to the Liberty Lady Eagles. Thayer making a substitution. Callie Johnson checks in. And looks like Natalie Price will check out. Liberty got a couple of subs in there, too. We'll catch up with those in a moment. Liberty on the inbound. We'll get it in the corner to Kornman. Kornman back outside to Woolsey. Sidesteps the defender. Puts up a three-point shot. No good. Kornman with a rebound, and she gets pushed. Goes to the ground hard. She gets right up. She's okay, but she's fouled by number 10. That is Callie Johnson. Callie Johnson getting to see her first action, I believe, of the season tonight. She has been out for a couple of different reasons. Here's the inbound play for Liberty. They got it inside. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Callie Johnson. Callie runs the ball up the floor on the dribble drive. Pulls up, looking for the outlet. Got it to Garrison. Garrison swings it cross court to Curley. Wide open for three. That one just off the rim, no good. Price down with the rebound. Put it up and in, and a foul. Number 44, Kylie Price got the offensive rebound. Got it back up and in off the window. And the foul on the Liberty Lady Eagles be on number 22, Sydney LeFevers, her first to the line. Here's Marissa Weber out of the game. Thayer gets another sub in there. Looks like Maddie Donahue back in. Free throw for Price is up and no good. Rebound volleyed around and taken by the Liberty Eagles. Abby Woolsey brings it up the floor, gets the defense of Maddie Curley. Now takes it into the middle. That should be enough. Ooh, they're going to call it a block. Going to be a blocking foul called on Maddie Donahue. They tried to stand in there and draw the charge, but Donahue called the foul will be her second. And that is team foul number 7 already in the game on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Woolsey, Abby Woolsey, will go to the free throw line and shoot two more free throws. She is 2 for 4 from the line so far. And make it 3 for 5 and looking to go 4 for 6 if she can hit another one. And it'll tie the ball game if she makes it. And the free throw is good. So Woolsey now with 6 points in the first quarter. And we're tied at 10 with a minute 14 to go. Thayer working the ball up the floor. Garrison gets it inside to Price. Price couldn't get a shot. Trying to feed it back outside. The ball is stolen by the Liberty Lady Eagles. They'll bounce it down to Kelch, who misses the shot. Rebound on the floor. Garrison's got it for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Kaylee Garrison swings it over to Curley. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. We're down under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Tied at 10. Here's the give to Johnson. Her three-pointer out the left side is no good. And rebound off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Liberty ball in a tie ball game. And number 14, Jaylee Haven checking into the ball game for Thayer. Haven is in, and Maddie Donahue and her two fouls will go to the sideline. Liberty will inbound it with 43 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Woolsey working it up the floor to the top of the key. Takes it to the right side. Goes all the way down to the wing. Hands it off. And now a pass down the left corner. Nice move. Getting open for the shot is Lefebvre. Just no good. Liberty's Kornman got the rebound. She can't follow it. And Thayer with the rebound. They get the long lead out to Kaylee Garrison. Garrison stops and pops from the just inside the free throw line. The shot was no good. Long pass by Liberty off the rebound. Got it up to a teammate there, shot up and no good. Rebound Liberty, back up, no. Another shot, no good. Finally, the rebound going to go off the hands of the Liberty Lady Eagles. And is Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 3.4 seconds to go. They inbound it to Curley. Curley going to shoot it from half court. This has got a shot. Oh, just off the backboard. No good. That's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 10-10. Thayer Lady Bobcats and Liberty Lady Eagles all tied up here at the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are plenty of ways to buy your next home, by yourself, all online, or the RE/MAX way with me, Tia Morris, your RE/MAX agent. I have the tools like automated alerts, speedy responses, and neighborhood knowledge. Whether it's land or your dream home you're searching for, give me a call today at 417-264-6161 to start your property search. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
Mike got a quick final from Mammoth Spring. It was the Lady Bears 60, Armorell 32 in conference play. Don't forget you can catch the Bears versus Armorell coming up about 7:30 on AM 1290 The Gift or FM 103.7. Hayden Savage will have the call.
I think it's him. Congratulations, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, on another conference victory. Here are the Thayer Lady Bobcats of the Liberty Lady Eagles who played to a 10-10 tie at the end of one quarter. Thayer opens the second quarter with the basketball. Maddie Curley's got it out on top. He's over to Kaylee Johnson, down to Garrison in the left corner. Garrison, long cross-court pass to Curley. She brings it down, gives to Johnson. Johnson out top to Garrison. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Moves it across the free throw lane. Gets the ball over to Curley on the left side. Curley penetrates, 15-footer, good. Maddie Curley starting to heat up. She's got 7 points in the half, and Thayer retakes the lead at 12-10 over the Liberty Lady Eagles. Liberty will bring the ball up the floor. Got it to Kenna Woolsey. She'll give in the corner to Wells for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound taken by Liberty. Back up and in. That was number 20. Trying to catch that number there. Number 22. That is Sydney Lefebvre's, her first bucket out of the ball game. And we're tied at 12. A minute into the second quarter. Thayer working the offense. Oh, there's a bad pass by Garrison. Stolen by Woolsey. She'll drive for the layup and score it. And the foul. She'll be fouled by number 44. Kylie Price will be her first of the night. And Woolsey, Abby Woolsey, will go to the free throw line. Trying to add to her point total. She has scored 8 of the 14 for Liberty. while Maddie Curley has scored 7 of the 12 for Thayer. That's going to be a one shot. Thayer getting a sub in. Number 15 checking into the game. That is Katie Pounders. And looks like number 44, Kylie Price, will check out. So Thayer getting everybody set on the free throw line. Woolsey will shoot one, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Woolsey bounces it twice, puts it up with the right hand. It's good. Abby Woolsey with 9 points here in the first half for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And we're, well, the Liberty Lady Eagles are up 15-12, up by three. They've outscored Thayer 5-2 here in the second quarter. Thayer with it, Pounders on the left side, gives to Curley. Curley looking down low, nobody open there. Wanted to get that ball down to, oh, and there's a bad pass by Johnson. It's going to be stolen. Thayer was trying to get that ball to Jaylee Haven, and the defense right there. The Lady Bobcats, another turnover, and now Liberty's going to turn it over on the other side. As Lefevre tried to throw it cross court to Woolsey and threw it overhead into the bleachers. So the Thayer Lady Bobcats get the ball back, down by three with 6 minutes and change to go here in the second quarter. Game brought to you in part tonight by Forsler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in Thayer, Walmart in Thayer, and the Country Cottage Cafe. Thayer working with it. Out front, Pounders. Give it out to Avery Pierce, who's checked back in. Back to Pounders. Pounders back over to Avery Pierce. Thayer just taking their time here, being very patient. Don't want to get into a run-and-gun kind of game. Got the ball on the right side now to Haven. Haven in the corner to Johnson. Back outside to Pierce. Pierce back in the right corner. To Haven now on the wing. To Pierce. Now down to Curley. Spots up a three. Goes around the defense. Pulls up with a jumper, and it's good. Maddie Curley. That little sidestep. That's pretty. And Maddie Curley has got 9 points down the first half. 9 of the 14 for Thayer. Lady Bobcats down one, back on defense. Here's Wells driving the baseline for Liberty, and she stepped out of bounds. So a good defensive play down there by Pounders. Pounders got that foot set, and she forced Wells to go out of bounds with the ball. So Thayer's got it back with a chance to regain the lead here. 5:25 to go in the first half. Avery Pierce will bring it up, give it over to Pounders. Pounders just going to hold it high out top. Looking for the outlet. They're not coming out and guarding her. She's just holding it. They are being very patient here. Ball goes right side to Kaylee Johnson. Johnson back out to Pounders. Pounders back to Pierce. Pierce looks over the situation in the middle. Nobody open. Now they'll dump it into Curley. Curley trying to dribble drive in the lane. Loses the handle on the ball. Now is it taken away? Liberty's got it. Woolsey to Woolsey. Pulls up on a wing for three. That one's off the front iron. No good. Fight after the rebound. Going to be a hell ball. And the possession will belong to the Liberty Lady Eagles. So Liberty up by one with the basketball here. 4:49 to go in the half. Pretty good crowd on hand for the ball game tonight. Liberty inbounds it to Wells. Wells puts it on the floor once. Gives it to Woolsey on the wing. She crosses it over to Kornman. Thought about three. Out to Wells for three. Off the backboard. No good. Rebound taken by Haven. And then Haven fell down. And she tried to rip that ball away from the defender. And she's called for the travel. Good hustle play by Haven. But she's called for the travel, so Liberty will inbound it. They do in the corner. Back out to the wing to Woolsey. Now to Wells at the free throw line. Jumper rattles in and out. No good. And we're going to get a rebounding foul. This one will be on the Liberty Lady Eagles number 4. That is Kenna Woolsey. Her first foul of the night. That'll be team foul number 4 on Liberty. Thayer's committed 8. So Liberty's shooting free throws already. 4:29 to go in the first half. Thayer with a basketball. They'll swing it on the right side for Haven. Kylie Haven. She'll swing it around the horn. Got it to Curley. Curley fakes that three. Well, the defense jumps out on her to give inside to Johnson. Back outside to Haven. High arching shot. No good. Johnson with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Kaylee Johnson with a bucket for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, who now lead it by one. 16-15. Liberty with the basketball. Number 14 is Wells in the right corner. Back outside and around to the left side wing for Kenna Woolsey. She gives it inside. We're going to get a foul called. That one's going to be on, I believe they're going to call this one on Haven. Yes, they do. Number 14, Jaylee Haven. Call for the foul will be her first. And it'll send Lefevre to the free throw line. Lefevre has 2 points in the ball game. Substitutions for Liberty. Kornman and Kenna Woolsey check out of the game. Thayer making a substitution. Maddie Donahue checks in. And Jaylee Haven checks out. So Coach Meyer having the luxury now of having some bench out there to work with as players continue to come back. And the first free throw is up and no good. Rebound Liberty, and we get a held ball. And the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 3:49 to go in the quarter. Second quarter action here from the Thayer Winter Classic, presented by Ward Family Dentistry. Thayer working it on the offensive side. Pounder gives up on the right side to Kaylee Johnson. She had Donnie wide open under the bucket. She shoots, no good, but gets fouled. And that'll be on Wells. Reagan Wells for Liberty just picked up her second foul of the first half. And it looks like Coach Hedden and Coach Ernst is going to get her out of the game. Maddie Donahue at the line, looking for her first point of the game. Free throw is good. So Donahue hits the free throw, her first point in the ball game, and it gives Thayer now a two-point lead at 17-15. Wells is out. Cornman back in for Liberty. Second free throw for Donahue. Rattles in and out, no good. Kaylee Johnson had a hand on the rebound for Thayer, but she couldn't hang on. It's picked up by Liberty. That is Abby Woolsey. Got up the floor to Lefevers. Lefevers pass is blocked. Loose on the floor. We get another held ball and another possession to Liberty. Good defensive play there by Kaylee Johnson for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Blocked that pass. I couldn't quite hang on to it. Liberty running the inbound play into the middle, and they bring it out to Lefevers. Lefevers inside to Woolsey. Shoots off the glass and scores. Nice play, Abby Woolsey now with the 11 points in the first half to lead all scorers. Thayer and Liberty tied at 17 with 3:13 to go here in the first half. Thayer got the ball over to Curley in the left wing. They'll swing it back around the horn to Johnson for three. That one's off the rim, no good. And rebound taken by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Number 22, Sydney Lefevers. Long pass up the floor. Taken by the Eagles. Back outside to Lefevers. They'll bounce it on the left side now. Number 32, Chloe Kelts. Kelts will give it up to Lefevers, who'll bring it back out front to Woolsey. Woolsey swings it in the right corner to Daniels, number 23, Bree Daniels. And back around the horn it goes to Kelts. Kelts back to Daniels in the left corner. Now to Cornman, trying to power it to the bucket. Shoots no good. Rebound, Liberty back up and in. That was Lefevers, number 22 with the bucket, her second of the night. She's got 4 points, and Liberty back on top by two. Thayer Lady Bobcats working it around the horn. Avery Pierce to Kelly Johnson. Johnson not open for the shot. She'll go to the high post to Donahue to Curley, cutting to the bucket. Nice play. Curley hits the short jumper. 11 now for Maddie Curley. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats have tied it up at 19. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Liberty, long pass over the top. Controlled by Daniels. Daniels trying to go down to the left side. That ball almost stolen. Katie Pounders, and it goes out of bounds. So Price back into the ball game. Pounders will come out. Number 32, that is Natalie Price, back in for Thayer. Abby Woolsey off the inbound for Liberty, has it out between the circles, swings it to the right side, now down in the corner for Daniels. Bree Daniels lobs it to Cornman. Cornman going around the defense, lost the handle on the ball, but on the shot, we're going to get a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Thayer did a nice job preventing the first shot, but the second one there was a foul. Foul is on Maddie Donahue. Will be her third of the first half and is going to send Liberty to the line. First free throw is up, and it is good. Free throw for number 22, that is Sydney Lefevers. Lefevers now with 5 points for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And Liberty back on top by one. Second free throw is no good. Rebound off to Price for Thayer. Gives it up to Maddie Curley. Curley pulls up on the wing, fakes the three, gives the top of the key to Pierce. Now over to Johnson. Thayer being patient around the zone defense. Got to Price. Price back to Curley on the left side. Curley cross court to Pierce. Back to Johnson. Johnson back out to Price. And now Curley on the left side wing. Minute 21 to go. Here to give to Weber. Her shot is up and good. Marissa Weber kisses one in off the window, and a nice feed from Curley, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats retake the lead with a minute to go in the first half. Liberty pushing the ball down inside, got it to Cornman, misses a shot. Lefevers rebounds and scores. Sydney Lefevers has had a big quarter. She has scored 7, all of them here in this quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats with it. Here's Johnson with a shot off the left wing. No good. Rebound out to Thayer. Back to Johnson. Three again. That one's Up the rim, no good. And rebound taken by Lefevers. And here come the Liberty Lady Eagle. Running the floor, Lefevers. Gives it out to Woolsey. Woolsey will hand it off to Daniels. Daniels trying to get one into the middle. Ball taken down by Corman. Little curl move, going to the bucket. Count it. And the foul. Foul's going to be on Kelly Johnson. Number 10 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Johnson, call for the foul, will be her second of the night. And the 2 points for Corman, her first two in the game, and it puts Liberty on top by three, and she's at the free throw line. Trying to make it a four-point game would be the biggest lead by Liberty tonight. And Corman hits the free throw. Number 35, and Corman puts Liberty up by four with 23 seconds to go in the first half. Fair Lady Bobcats working it to the left side wing. Got it to Curley. Curley looking for an opening. Got it to Johnson in the lane. Back out to Avery Pierce. She tries to get to the rim, but no. She'll bring it back outside. Johnson looking to scare up another three. Gives it over to Price with 6 seconds. Price shoots. Off the rim, no good. Curley had the rebound and gets tied up, and a held ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And with 2 seconds left in the first half, Thayer going to get a shot at the bucket here. Katie Wade will check back in. Katie hit a three early, but she's been sitting with three first half fouls. Well, Thayer running the inbound play, got into Wade. She'll launch the three. Count it! Katie Wade! A three-pointer brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And we've got a one-point game at the half. Thayer Lady Bobcats trailing the Liberty Lady Eagles 25-24. We're going to take a little break here. We'll be back with more of your halftime activities in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team, and you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salads, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
We're back at the Thayer High School, the opening round of the 47th annual Thayer Winter Classic. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats trail by one at the half, trailing the Mountain View Mercury Liberty Lady Eagles. And boy, that was a huge shot by Katie Wade just before the break. In fact, the buzzer went off as the ball was in the air. And Wade with 6 points. She said 2 3-pointers. And, of course, those are brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. And Thayer, we were tied at 10 at the end of one quarter. Thayer scoring 14 points in the second quarter. Liberty scored 15, and they lead it by a score of 25-24. But you can tell these two teams are really starting to kind of get into their rhythm and kind of finding their rotation. And again, both of these teams have had injury problems this year early. The COVID has affected both teams, but they're getting well. They're getting They're getting better. In fact, just talked briefly with Coach Cecil Meyer of the Thayer Lady Bobcats for the ball game, and he said, it's looking up. It's looking up. And Callie Johnson back tonight. Of course, Kaylee Garrison came back last week. So, and Thayer also getting Pounders back and some other players. And, of course, you know, if there is a silver lining when you get, you know, COVID in the team and injuries in the team and then players start coming back, the silver lining is some of the youngsters, some of the freshmen, some of the sophomores that might not have played much varsity, if not for those injuries, now can give you some quality minutes off the bench. So it's kind of a silver lining, I think, for both of these ball clubs as they start to get some of their veteran players back. Again, we're at the half. It's 25-24. Thayer trailing by one here at the Thayer Winter Classic. Earlier this evening, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears a winner in conference action. They beat Armorell 60-32 down at the Bears Den in Mammoth Spring. And, of course, the Mammoth Spring boys will be playing here in just a little while. And you can hear that game on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. As I'll flip over, and Hayden Savage is there with the call of that game. We think probably another 30 minutes or so that we'll be getting that varsity game started down at Mammoth Spring. All right, you're listening to the Thayer Lady Bobcats here from the Thayer Winter Classic. Again, Thayer trailing at the half, 25-24. We'll take another break. We'll be back. Look at your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
First, member FDIC.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
We're back here at the Thayer High School, the Thayer Winter Classic being held this week, and just three varsity teams and a couple of JVs that are playing in the tournament this week. Tomorrow night, games get underway at 6 o'clock. It'll be the Liberty Lady Eagles Junior Varsity against the Willow Springs Junior Varsity, and following that, the Liberty Lady Eagles will play the Willow Springs Lady Bears, and then on Thursday night, one game starting at 6 o'clock, the Willow Springs Lady Bears against our Thayer Lady Bobcats. Team that comes out of the tournament with the best record in a true round-robin fashion will be crowned as the Thayer Winter Classic champion. All right, take a look at our first half scoring. Thayer Lady Bobcats had 10 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second. Liberty had 10 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. They lead it 25-24. Individual scoring, first up for the Liberty Lady Eagles, are led by Abby Woolsey. She has scored 11. 7 points for Sydney Lefevers, all of those in the second quarter. 2 points for Reagan Wells, 2 for Chloe Kelch, and 3 for Lila Kornman. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Maddie Curley leads the way. She's got 11 in the first half. 6 for Katie Wade, including that 3-pointer at the buzzer to close out the first half and pull the Thayer Lady Bobcats to within 1. Callie Johnson with 2 in her return to the ball club. 2 points for Marissa Weber, 1 for Maddie Donahue, and 2 for Kylie Price. In our score, 25-24, Thayer Lady Bobcats trail by 1. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are plenty of ways to buy your next home. You could do it yourself, you could do it with an app, or you can do it all online. Or there's the RE/MAX way, which comes with an experienced agent that has the tools and the tech to make buying your home go smoothly. Tools like automated alerts, speedy response times, negotiation skills, and local neighborhood knowledge. It's the smarter way to buy a home. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange. Let us help you find the perfect place. Call us today at 417-264-6161. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
Social distancing effectiveness from Pete's Inn and Thayer. Two different options. Option one, curbside pickup option. Place your order over the phone or online and then simply call the store when you arrive and they'll bring your order out to you. Pay online or over the phone to limit interaction. Option number two, contactless delivery option. If you'd like to leave your order outside of your house, let them know where when you place your order. Call 417-264-3800 or visit PeteSIn.com to place your order for Pete's Inn of Thayer.
And here we go, underway in our second half. The Liberty Lady Eagles open up the half with the basketball. Fair Lady Bobcats back in that zone defense. Looks like both teams are back to the starters on the floor here as we are underway at the Thayer Winter Classic. First game of the Classic. The only game of the tournament being held tonight. Thayer leading, or Thayer trailing by one. Liberty working on the perimeter of that Lady Bobcats zone. He's winning it cross court to Wells. The bounce pass in the middle is going to be kicked away by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Liberty Lady Eagle basketball. We're 24 seconds into our third quarter. Liberty will trigger it in. Number 22, Sydney LeFevers, will bounce it in out of the corner. Got it to Wells. Wells back out front to Abby Woolsey. Good player, Abby Woolsey. She's got 11 points in the game to lead the Liberty Lady Eagle. There's Kenna Woolsey. Feeds it back over to Wells. Wells looking in the middle. Nobody open. Now Wells will put it on the floor with a left-hand dribble. Now backs it out. Working against the defense of the Liberty, with the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Liberty being very patient here. Here's Woolsey with it out front, trying to lob it down inside. Ball is going to be dropped. Going to go, oh, it didn't go out of bounds. Liberty saved it. Nice play there by number 22, LeFevers. Got it in the corner, swings it across court to Wells. Out top to Woolsey. Over to the other Woolsey. Back out to Abby Woolsey. She moves to the elbow on the dribble drive. Pulls up with a shot off the window. No good. Rebound comes out hard. Bounce pass inside. Shot no good. The rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And then the outlet pass is going to be stolen by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Nice play in there by LeFevers, working hard. And Coach Ernst gets a timeout for the Liberty Lady Eagles. So with 6:44 to go in the third quarter, we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on Ecom Sport Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait for an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. I, along with Drs. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. Appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Well, Liberty Lady Eagles outworked the Thayer Lady Bobcats for that loose ball. And immediately their coach called a timeout to maintain this possession. Close ball game, 25-24. Liberty with the lead and the ball. They inbound it to Abby Woolsey. Got it down to the left corner to Wells. Wells off the dribble. Into back out to Woolsey. And now to the other Woolsey. That is Kenna. Kenna Woolsey takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Brings it back to the right side of the circle. Almost has the ball stolen by Curley, but she gets it back. Back over to Abby Woolsey. Abby takes it to the left side. Got it to Wells down in the corner. Looking inside at LeFevers. Couldn't get her open. Cornman's also out there for the Liberty Lady Eagle. There's, they're looking at lobbing into Cornman. She's got it. Shot is up and no good. Rebound taken by Price for Thayer. Here come the Lady Bobcats on the run. Got it to Maddie Curley. Curley pulls it down. Is back out to Price. Price back to Curley on the right side. Thayer going inside to Donahue. She's going to get fouled by Cornman. Cornman knocked her to the floor. And a foul on Cornman will be her second of the ball game. Second personal foul of the game. Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Avery Pierce got it into Maddie Curley. Curley out to the wing. Leaves it back to Pierce and back to Curley. Working it on the left side of the floor now. Thayer Lady Bobcats trying to regain the lead here with a bucket. Down by one. We've played over 2 minutes. Neither team has scored here in the quarter. Thayer going high post to Curley. Back outside to Price. Price going around the defense and going to get fouled. That'll be number three on Cornman. Lila Cornman just picked up her third personal foul. And quickly, Liberty going to get her out of the ball game. Number 32 will check in. Chloe Kelts for Liberty. Thayer inbound down under the bucket with 5:43 to go in the third. Down by a point. Got it to Curley on the left side wing. Curley goes to the free throw line. Back out to Pierce. Now Katie Wade. Back over to Curley. Top of the key. Oh, didn't take the three. To Pierce for three. That one is off the rim. No good. And rebound is taken by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Eagles. A little semi-break. Now they pull it up on the wing. And bring it back out front for Abby Woolsey. Woolsey going inside to Wells. Turnaround jumper is up and good. Nice soft touch. Number 14, Reagan Wells hits the shot. And Liberty back up by three. Thayer running the floor the other way. Curley going all the way to the basket. Couldn't hit the layup, and the rebound is saved from out of bounds. But to the Thayer Lady Bobcat. We're going to get a whistle. And we got a foul going to be called on Liberty. That'll be on number 32 and a hold on Chloe Kelts as Maddie Curley was taking that thing to the hole. Thayer will inbound the basketball, non-shooting foul. Ball comes in to Katie Wade, looking at Curley in the lane. Curley trying to drive down the left side, going to get fouled. That one will be on Woolsey, number four. Kenna Woolsey, call for her second. That's four team fouls on the Liberty Lady Eagles, three of them on this possession by the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Thayer inbounds it, got to Donahue. Donahue throws one off the glass, no good, but a foul going to be whistled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is going to be on number 14. That is Reagan Wells, and that's number three on Wells. So Wells and Cornman, two starters, each with three fouls now for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Donahue at the free throw line, putting the first one up. It is good. Donahue with a bucket. She's now got 2 points, two for three from the free throw line. Wells will check out of the ballgame now as number 22, or number 23, Daniels checks in. Second free throw for Maddie Donahue is good. Donahue now with 3 points and three out of four from the free throw line, and we've got a one-point game again. Thayer down one, 27-26. And Liberty with it, working around the outside of the Lady Bobcat zone. Kind of patiently passing the ball from the wing to the top, to the wing, back to the top now. Abby Woolsey stands there with it. Puts it on the floor with the right hand, gives it up to Kenna Woolsey. She has the ball poked away by Maddie Curley, but it goes out of bounds, and Thayer making a substitution. Kaylee Johnson going to check out. Maddie Donahue comes out. So Kaylee Johnson back in the ballgame for Coach Cecil Meyer and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Liberty won the inbound. 4:27 to go in the third. Here's the long pass stolen by Curley. Maddie will drive the floor for the layup. Count it and a foul. Maddie Curley with a steal and then a foul on Kenna Woolsey. Tried to block the layup from behind. Maddie Curley with about 3 inches on her. That won't work. And Woolsey picks up her third foul. Number 12. Macy Tharp will check in for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And Maddie Curley, now with 13 points to lead all scorers in the game, she'll shoot the free throw, and it is good. And Maddie Curley not only gives her team the lead, they lead it by two, 27-29. Thayer's outscored Liberty 5-2 here in the first half of the third quarter. Liberty Lady Eagles with a basketball. Abby Woolsey out on top, swings it on the left side. And still with it, almost a travel over there by Tharp. Liberty is going to call a timeout. We got a timeout on the floor. 29-27, Thayer leads it by two over the Liberty Lady Eagles. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll be back to the Thayer Winter Classic in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ballgame tonight. They include Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Liberty Lady Eagles have the ball off the inbound. Got it down to Tharp. Tharp throwing up a shot. No, but a foul going to be whistled on the Thayer Lady Bobcat. And they're going to call this foul on number 12. That is Katie Wade. Going to be called for trying to get the body into her. And that is going to be the third foul on Katie Wade. I had Katie down for three already, but officially that is her third. Substitution for Thayer. Avery Pierce is out. Kaylee Garrison checks in. Liberty inbounds the ball in the paint. And the shot is up and good for Woolsey. Abby Woolsey now with her 13th point of the ball game. Thayer with it. Down by Hooker. We're tied. Here's Katie Wade going down the baseline. Oh, banks it in off the window. That's a pretty drive. Katie Wade just exploded down the baseline. Katie now with 8 points in the game. And Thayer back on top by two. Liberty with it. There's a travel. Yep. Number 32 going to the bucket. Chloe Kelt pulled up her dribble, then shuffled her feet before she got the shot up. So Liberty turns it over. Thayer will come with a basketball. Kaylee Garrison brings it into the front court. Crosses the timeline. Swings it on the left for Curley. Down the corner again to Katie Wade. Wade back out to Curley. Curley going to Price at the high post. Back to Wade for three. That one off the front rim. Rebound controlled by Price for Thayer. And she tries to feed it outside and he goes out of bounds. Thayer had two players there, Curley and Wade, and it went off both their hands. So Price with a good offensive rebound. Trying to kick it back out front. And Liberty's got it on the Thayer turnover. Woolsey up the left side gives it in the corner to Tharp. Tharp goes to the free throw circle, spins back toward the bucket, gives it back out to Woolsey. Nice move around the defender. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Liberty. Shot is up, no. Another rebound to Liberty, and we get a held ball as Callie Johnson tied her up, and Thayer will get it on the alternating possession. So Lady Bobcats with a two-point lead and the basketball. Kaylee Garrison brings it across the timeline. They get it down the left corner to Wade. No shot there. Back out front, around the horn to Johnson on the right side wing. Back out to Garrison. Back to Curley. Curley back out to Garrison. Thayer being very patient here. There's a skip pass to Wade. Back to Curley. Getting a little quicker with those passes now. A little more crisp. Thayer starting to get into a rhythm. Here's Garrison. Thought about the three from just outside the circle. Gives it over to Curley. Back to Garrison. Now to Wade. Wade going baseline to Curley. Curley driving the baseline. Got around the defense. Shoots and scores. Maddie Curley now with 16 on the light. And we get a timeout on the floor. 33-29. Thayer up by four with 2 minutes to go in the third. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Well, Thayer Lady Bobcats looked really good on that offensive possession. And on the floor right now for Thayer, with the exception of one player, would have been what you projected to be the starting lineup before the season started. Wade, along with Garrison and Curley and Johnson. And this is the first time that they've been able to play together all year due to the COVID. And we get a foul as we come down the floor the other way. Foul's on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Kaylee Garrison called for the foul, number 21. So Liberty will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Just the second, that's going to bring it out to the sideline. Just the second team foul against Thayer here in the third quarter. Substitution with a Thayer, and Price will check out. Marissa Weber is in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And this would have been one of the projected lineups when the season started for Thayer. And again, first time this year they've been able to play together. And now we're going to get a whistle and a travel on Tharp for Liberty. She tried to go into the lane, drew some contact, and travel with the basketball. So Thayer got the ball back with a four-point lead, 33-29. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Thayer now scored Liberty by five in this quarter with the four-point lead now. Lady Bobcats working on the perimeter. Katie Wade gives it off in the corner to Curley. Curley, nice crossover dribble around the defense for the layup, and it's good. Maddie Curley now with 18 on the line. Thayer leads it by six. Biggest lead of the game for the Lady Bobcats. Liberty gives the ball to Wells. Wells gets knocked down. No call. Gets up. Gets rid of the basketball. Got it over to number 32, Chloe Kelce. Kelce almost had it stolen by Curley. Now the ball on the left side. Lady Bobcats playing the defense out there. And Kelly Johnson going to be called for a holding foul as number 11, Woolsey, was going to the bucket. Foul on Kelly Johnson will be her second of the night. Be a non-shooting foul. And Liberty making a substitution here. And what do we got? May have a discrepancy on the number of fouls on Johnson. I had her with, that would be her number three in the school book, said it's number two. I had her down for two already. That would have been the third. Anyway, they're going to discuss it here on the sideline, trying to get this figured out. We're at the 47th annual Thayer Winter Classic, where the Thayer Lady Bobcats now lead the Liberty Lady Eagles 35-29. And we're going to, yeah, what do we got? We're going to get a technical foul called on Liberty for putting a player on the court that is not in the scorebook. Checking in was number, well, I didn't get the number, but apparently not in the scorebook, and that'll be a technical foul on the bench. And Maddie Curley going to shoot the free throws. First one is up and good. 19 for Curley in the game, looking for her 20th point here. That one rattles in and out, no good, and Thayer's going to get the ball. So Liberty had a player that was not in the scorebook. Number 42, Grace Berkshire, was not in the book. She is on the roster. I have her down on my sheet, but she was not on the official book, so that is a technical against Liberty. Thayer with a basketball off the inbound. Got it to Garrison. Out front to Katie Wade. Thought about the three. Now skip pass over to Curley. Curley faked the three. Gives it to Garrison. Garrison back to Curley on the left. And now going to back it out with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer up by seven. Their biggest lead of the game, 36-29. Liberty's only scored 4 points in this quarter. Thayer has scored 12. Maddie Curley works away from the defense on the dribble. Feeds ball over to Katie Wade with 39 seconds to go. Back out to Garrison. Garrison swings it away from the defense. Gives it to Curley. Curley looking to penetrate. Now Coach Meyer says, let's go. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Thayer with a 7-point lead and the basketball. Curley out front. Liberty's come out now playing man-to-man. Ball goes back to Katie Wade out between the circles with 19 seconds to go. Katie loses the dribble. Gets rid of the ball to Johnson. Johnson holds it out front. Dribbles twice and bounces it to Curley with 8 seconds. And Curley gets fouled out of the open floor. She'll go to the line and shoot the 1-1. Fouls on number 11. That is Abby Woolsey. Will be her first of the night. Abby Woolsey, who had 11 points for Liberty in the first half, only has two here in the third quarter. Substitution for Thayer. Number 44, Kylie Price will check in. And Callie Johnson comes out of the game. Maddie Curley at the line shooting the 1-1. First one is up and good. So Curley now with 20 in the ball game. And Hadley Atkinson checking into the game for the first time. Katie Wade will come out. 7 seconds remain. They are up by eight now. Make it nine as the second free throw is good. So Thayer with a 9-point lead. Liberty didn't bound the ball here. 7 seconds to go. Woolsey will bring it up to the timeline with five. To the top of the key, looking to penetrate, trying to dump it down inside. Ball stolen by Thayer, and that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, 38-29. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Liberty Lady Eagles. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you list your property for sale, you are hiring a team to work for you. You want to hire a company with global reach and recognition.
You want Century 21.
You want to hire a team that will give your investment the time and attention it deserves.
You want Century 21.
You want experienced, knowledgeable sales agents promoting your home.
You want Century 21.
You want honest opinions and honest, timely answers to your questions.
You want Century 21.
You want a home team with local knowledge of the area and market conditions.
You want Century 21. Combs & Associates Real Estate. Call us today, 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
Well, Fair Lady Bobcats with a lead by 9 as we head to the fourth quarter. They outscored Liberty 14-4 after trailing by 1 at the half. So Fair will start the fourth quarter on defense. Liberty with the basketball. They get it to Woolsey. Liberty back with the starters out there right now. Woolsey gives to Abby Woolsey. She'll take it around the horn, gives to Wells. Wells to the top of the key, penetrates into the lane, pulls up with a short jumper, stops a back iron, no good. Katie Wade down the rebound for Thayer. Wade got it out to Callie Johnson. Johnson up the right side, got it in the corner to Garrison, back to Johnson, now out top, and Thayer swings it around the left side for Curley. Curley back on top. Wade and Garrison playing catch out there. Liberty's gone to a man-to-man defense here. Katie Wade with it. Out front, looking at a backdoor cut. Got it to Curley in the lane, trying to duck under the defense. Ball poked away. Mad scramble after it, and Liberty comes out there. Abby Woolsey with the basketball. Running the floor. A little running one-hander. Good, and she's fouled on the drive. The running one-hander is good. Fouls on number 10, Callie Johnson. That'll be number 3 on Callie. And Woolsey with the bucket now has 15 in the game and will shoot for her 16th point. It is good. 16 for Woolsey, and the Fair Lady Bobcat lead is down to 6, just like that. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. This one's going to be one of those barn burners for you here tonight at the Thayer Winter Classic. Maddie Curley with the ball for Thayer in the offensive end of the floor. Gives it off to Katie Wade. Katie to the elbow, looking for the cutter. Couldn't find anybody open. Now got to get rid of it, and she tries. 3 seconds, yep. 3 seconds on the call. I was wondering about that as Wade got tied up at the elbow. And Coach Meyer says, let's watch that on the other end. Coaches, almost as much fun to watch the coaches as it is the game. Here come the Liberty Lady Eagles, down by 6 with basketball. Abby Woolsey gives it to Wells. Reagan Wells curls across, dates it inside for Kenna Woolsey with her first 2 points of the game. And just like that, we've got a 4-point game. Fair Lady Bobcats have been outscored 5-0 in this fourth quarter. Here's Callie Johnson going to shoot a 3. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Liberty. Liberty with a chance to get back to within 2 here. Woolsey will give it in the corner to Reagan Wells. Wells on the dribble drive right through the top of the circle. Feeds it off and trying to get it inside. The ball is stolen by Callie Johnson. So Fair coming out of there. Katie Wade pushes up to Curley on the left wing. Curley thought about the 3. Now driving down to the baseline. She's going to get fouled. That'll be on Woolsey. And Maddie Curley going back to the free throw line. Foul on number 4. That is Kenna Woolsey. That will be number 4 on Kenna. All of them have come here in the second half. That is the 18th foul. 19th foul, actually, I think, on Liberty in this half. So Fair shooting the 1-1 for the rest of the ballgame. And the first free throw here by Maddie Curley is good. Curley now with 22 to lead the Thayer Bobcats. 22 of the 39. Katie Wade has got 8 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Another one is up. That one's no good. Rebound is controlled by Liberty off the missed free throw. So Thayer up by 5. Liberty with the ball. Here's a bounce into the middle. It's going to be stolen by Katie Wade. She got it over to Callie Johnson. Callie pushes up the floor to Avery Pierce. Avery on the wing, going to the bucket, lays it high up off the glass, no good. And the rebound taken by the Liberty Lady Eagles. That is number 22, Lefevers, with it. Just wing it over to Woolsey on the left side. Abby Woolsey, her pass out front, stolen by Maddie Curley. She'll drive for the uncontested layup. Maddie Curley with 24. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats open up another 7-point lead. Liberty with it. Get it in the corner. Or Kenna Woolsey. Back to Abby Woolsey. Abby moving to the free throw line. In the lane. Trolls up the one-hander. No good. Rebound off the hands of Liberty and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. 5:15 to play in the ball game. Thayer with a 7, trying to make it a 9-point lead here on this possession. Bobcats have trailed by as many as 4. And Lady Bobcats bring it into the front court. Avery Pierce with it, bring it to the left side. Throws a long pass down in the corner and over the head of everybody and out of bounds. Coach Meyer laughs his hand, says, good attempt, tells you what you did wrong. That's the thing you like about Cecil. Always coaching, always teaching on those sidelines. Here come the Liberty Lady Eagles with the basketball. By the way, Maddie Donahue's checked back in the ballgame for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Liberty with it. Working around the perimeter. They get it to Reagan Wells on the right wing. Back out front and down the left side for number 32. That is Kelts. Kelts has got it on the wing. Takes it to the elbow on the dribble drive. Gives to Abby Woolsey. Cross-court pass. Almost stolen. Now is stolen by Curley. Curley on the one-on-two. Pulls up. Shoots. No, it wouldn't bounce in, but she's fouled and will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Fouls on number 14, that is Reagan Wells, and that'll be number 4 on Wells for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Maddie Curley going to the free throw line will shoot 2, fouled in the act of shooting. First one is on the way, and it is good. Curley now with 25 on the line. Our game tonight brought to you in part by your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer and Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer. Second free throw for Curley. It's good. She hits them both. She's got 26 in the game. And Thayer up by 9, 43-34. Liberty working with the basketball. Got it down low to Cornman. Her shot is up and no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Finally controlled by Katie Wade. And she has it taken away. And we're going to get a foul called on the Liberty Lady Eagles, number 22, LeFevers. Got her on the arm. We'll walk to the other end, and Katie Wade will shoot the one, and actually she'll shoot 2. Liberty already into the double bonus with 4:15 to go in the ballgame. Thayer up by 9, trying to add to that lead here. Lady Bobcats looking for their third win of the year, and Katie Wade misses the first free throw. She will shoot another. Lady Bobcats are shooting the double bonus for the remainder of the game. Second free throw is up for Wade. It's good. So Katie now with 9 points, and Thayer's up by 10, 44-34. Over the Mountain View Birch Street, Liberty Lady Eagles. Lady Eagles work the ball up into the offensive end. Abby Woolsey's got it top of the key. Wings it on the left side, now gets it right back. Liberty being patient here. A lot of time left in this game. Give it back out to Woolsey, top of the key. Looking at Wells on the right side. Swings it on the left side. Her pass is going to be deflected. Goes out of bounds. A held ball. And a possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Coach Cecil Meyer wants a timeout. 44-34. Thayer by 10 with 3:49 to go in the game. We'll be back to the Thayer Winter Classic in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. FDIC.
Well, back after the timeout here at the Thayer High School. I want to remind you, we got the Mammoth Spring Bears basketball getting ready to start, if it hasn't started already, over on AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift. Hayden Savage is there. The Mammoth Spring Bears will take on Armorell. Earlier today, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a winner, 60-32 over Armorell. That's the conference action down there for the Lady Bears. So another conference win. Congratulations for Mammoth Spring. Here, the Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Lady Eagles. With 3:39 to go in the game, Thayer leads it by 10, and it's Lady Bobcat basketball. You can bet they're going to work some clock here. Into a little motion offense as Liberty's gone to man-to-man defense. Thayer cutting through the lane. There's Katie Wade to the free throw line. Gives it back outside to Avery Pierce. Pierce at the top. Puts the ball on the floor. Back out to Maddie Donahue. Gives it to Wade. Outside down to Curley. Curley looking to drive the baseline. Gets into the lane and kicks it back out to Katie Wade. She'll launch a three. That one's off the front rim. Rebound bounces all the way out to midcourt, and Avery Pierce has got it for Thayer, and we get a timeout call by Coach Cecil Meyer. 3:05 to go in the game. Thayer leads it by 10. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Well, just got word the Mammoth Spring Bears game is scheduled for about a 7:30 start down at the Mammoth Spring High School gym. So time if you want to get down and watch some Bear basketball to get down there if you've got a voucher. They're playing Armorell. We'll have that game for you on AM 1290 and FM 103.7, The Gift. Here's Thayer off the inbound. Kelly Johnson with a three-point try. No good. And the rebound comes out long. Run down by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. With 2:50 to go in the game, Thayer by 10. Get it into the lane. Katie Wade misses the short jumper. And here comes Liberty with the basketball. They get it out to Reagan Wells. Wells holds it on the left wing, looking for an outlet, and got the ball over to Kelts. Kelts, right side to Woolsey. Back out to Kelts for three at the top of the key, and it's good! Number 32, Chloe Kelts, first made three-pointer of the night for the Liberty Lady Eagles. The Thayer's lead is down to 7. Lady Bobcats with the ball. Get it inside. Maddie Curley, pull-up jumper. No good. Rebound is knocked around and picked up by Thayer. They'll get back into the half-court offense here. Ball out to Avery Pierce. Avery moving off the screen out between the circles with 2 minutes to go. Got it on the left side for Wade. Wade outside to Donahue. Donahue trying to get it to Wade on the cut. And the ball is poked away. We get a held ball. And a possession belongs to Thayer with a minute 58 to go. And here is Woolsey checking back into the ballgame. Abby Woolsey for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And Reagan Wells, number 14, will leave the floor. Woolsey leads the Lady Eagles tonight with 16 points. But Thayer running the inbound. Got the ball in to Maddie Curley at midcourt. Maddie down the middle of the lane. Pulls up and going to be called for a travel. Good defensive play by Liberty to force the travel. And Liberty down by 7 with the basketball. Told you, still a lot of time left in this game. Liberty will bring it in with a minute 50 to go. Woolsey gives in the corner to number 32. That is Kelts, who just hit a 3 a moment ago. Here's a give on the baseline. We're going to get a whistle and an offensive foul. Callie Johnson stood her ground, and Kenna Woolsey ran right through her. And the foul on Kenna is going to be her 5th of the game. Kenna Woolsey has just fouled out for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Fouls out with a minute 38 to go. And number 12 will check in for her, Macy Tharp. These two teams will meet again. Won't be here in the Thayer Winter Classic, but they have not played their regular season game in SCA action yet. Here's Thayer with it after the non-shooting foul. Got it to Donahue, cutting down the left side of the lane, misses the shot, gets her own rebound back up. That one's no good, but she'll go to the free throw line. Maddie Donahue fouled on the play by number 32. That is Chloe Kelts. And with a minute 22 to go, Thayer shooting free throws with a 7-point lead, 44-37. Maddie Donahue has scored 3 points tonight, 3 out of 4. Now make it 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She misses that one. Well, Donahue misses a free throw. Would have made it an 8-point game. She'll get another shot at it. This one is up. It looks better, and it's good. Donahue now with 4 points, all from the free throw line, and Thayer back up by 8. Liberty with the basketball. Minute 18 to go. Probably time to start looking at a 3-point shot. Liberty working on the dribble drive. Abby Woolsey out front will hand it off to Tharp. Tharp going around the right side, having trouble with the dribble. Almost threw it away, but the ball picked up. Nice play there by Chloe Kelts. Kelts looking for an outlet and trying to hand it off. The ball is deflected by the defense, and Maddie Curley's got it for Thayer. Curley going to the basket. Gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on Woolsey. Abby Woolsey will be her second. And Maddie Curley trying to add to her 26-point night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 26 of the 45 for Thayer coming off the hands of the senior. And she'll put the first one up. It is good. Maddie Curley now with 27. Thayer Lady Bobcats leading scorer, the senior, captain of this ball club. Second free throw is up and good. She hits them both. 28 for Maddie Curley. Wow. And we're down to 45 seconds to go. Thayer's up by 10. Liberty working around the perimeter. They need to find some points. They need to find them in a hurry. Kelce got it down the corner. Here's a three-point shot. Blocked by Katie Wade. Loose ball picked up by Thayer. Lady Bobcats can run out the clock here. 29 seconds to go. They get it to Curley. Curley down the right side of the lane to the bucket. Count it and a foul. Maddie Curley with a 30-point night and will go to the free throw line and shoot for 31. Curley with 30 in the game, and now Liberty making wholesale change here. Number 31, Foster checks in. Number 30 checks in. That is Callie Henry. And see who else now, Coach Meyer. Also going to get some subs in. Hadley Atkinson will check in for Avery Pierce. Also checking into the ball game, number 32, that is Madeline Price. Number 14, Jaylee Haven. And number 44, Kylie Price. And Kaylee Garrison going to check in for the shoot when she gets an opportunity. Now they say, no, let's get Pounders in there. So Pounders going to go in. So both coaches clearing the benches here for the final 24 seconds. Maddie Curley shooting for her 31st point of the game. And it's good. Maddie with 31 as she comes off the floor. Glad hand from Coach Meyer and all of her teammates. Big night for Maddie Curley, the senior, with 31 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They're going to win their third game of the year. Go to 3-8. Liberty working around the perimeter with a basketball. Number 5 with it, that is Macy Bolander. Bolander almost threw it away, almost stolen over there by Price for Thayer. Down to 10 seconds to go. Liberty will inbound it. They lob it down inside, intended for Henry. The ball goes over her head and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 7 seconds to play. Haven triggers it in to Hadley Atkinson. And she can just dribble out the remainder of the game. Brings it across the timeline. Gets away from the defense. Just going to hold it. There's the buzzer. And that's the final score. 50-37. The Thayer Lady Bobcats win it. Going away here in the first round of the 47th annual Thayer Winter Classic. Brought to you by Ward Family Dentistry. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats improved to 3-8 on the year. They're 1-0 in the Winter Classic. And that means they are on their way to possibly the tournament championship. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap it up from the Thayer High School gym in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare encourages all athletes to play safe and have good sportsmanship. They hope you never have to visit Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic, but if you do, their doctors are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, offering exceptional compassionate care of fractures, sports injuries, total joint replacements, as well as spine surgery. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic are cheering for you and are here if you need them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are plenty of ways to sell your next home. DIY, word of mouth, or the REMAX way. With an experienced agent who has tools like digital showing requests, marketing toolkits, and years of experience. I'm Kylie O'Neill, the Director of Development at REMAX Real Estate Exchange. Stop by and visit with one of our agents at our new location next to McDonald's in Thayer to see what marketing tools that we have that fits your property needs. Don't worry. We've done this a million times. That's the sign of a REMAX agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
And back at the Thayer High School after the ball game, the 47th annual Thayer Winter Classic, night number one. First game of the tournament goes to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats came from behind. Remember, they trailed by as many as six in this game, and they come back to win it, going away 50-38, the 12-point victory. And the Lady Bobcats clamped on the defense in the second half. They only allowed 25 points in the first half. Problem was Lady Bobcats only scored 24, but they outscored the Liberty Lady Eagles 26-13 in the second half, and they get the win. Again, 50-38 is your final. Big night for Maddie Curley tonight. The Lady Bobcats senior had 11 in the first half and scored 20 in the second half. She had 31 for the game. As Maddie just absolutely caught on fire. Did not hit a three-pointer in the ball game, though. And that's kind of unusual for Maddie. Usually she sinks a couple of those. No three-pointers in the game. Katie Wade hit a couple of threes for Thayer. She ended up with 9 points on the line. Callie Johnson with two in her return to the lineup, and that's a big return to the lineup there. 2 points for Marissa Weber tonight, 4 for Maddie Donahue, all from the free throw line, and 2 points for Kylie Price. Well, the Liberty Lady Eagles, they were led by Abby Woolsey. Woolsey was 16 in the game. She only had five in the second half after scoring 11 in the first half. 3 points for Lila Kornman. 5 points for Chloe Kelts, 7 for Sydney LeFevers, 4 for Reagan Wells, and 2 for Kenna Woolsey. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats pick up their third victory of the season. And again, we talked to Cecil Meyer, head coach of the Thayer Lady Bobcats, earlier. He said, we're beginning to get everybody back. Everybody's at practice now, and this team they're just going to get better as the season goes on. All right, so here, coming up on Tuesday night, two games on the slate tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. It'll be JV action. The Liberty Lady Eagles will be back with their JV. They'll take on the Willow Springs JV. And then the Varsities will play. The Liberty Varsity will play Willow Springs. Thayer will play next here at the Thayer Winter Classic on Thursday at 6 o'clock. They'll take on the Willow Springs Lady Bears. If they win that one, they'll win the tournament championship. And again, Thayer Lady Bobcats with a win here tonight. 50-38. Also, congratulations to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They pick up another conference win tonight. They beat Armorell. 60-32 was the final. And the boys game down at the Bears Den just getting ready to start here in the next few minutes. Hayden Savage has got the call of that one. You can hear it on AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift. Coming up here on K-Country 95, the Chief Kingdom. How about those Kansas City Chiefs with the win last night over the Cleveland Browns to advance to their third straight AFC Championship game? We'll have the Chief Kingdom coming up for you momentarily here on K-Country 95.